Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLX. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The movie Undefeated, a film about former Republican vice presidential candidate and possible future presidential candidate Sarah Palin, debuted in Pella yesterday. Let's go in depth with Steve Bannon, writer and director of the film, and Glenn Evans, producer of the film. So, Steve, where are you from?
I'm from Richmond, Virginia, and I was a naval officer. I was in the Pacific Fleet on a destroyer, and then went to Harvard. Went to work for Goldman Sachs. I worked on Wall Street after my Navy career.
And how did you get into film production?
At Goldman Sachs, I was a financier in film and entertainment. Eventually started producing, started buying stakes in companies. And about, after I turned 50, I decided I wanted to try something else. So I started writing and directing films about 7 years ago.
And Glenn, where are you from?
Originally from Dallas, Texas, and I live now in Newport Beach, California.
Right, and you're the producer of this?
Yes, and co-founder with Steve with Victory Film Group.
So, Victory is a company that Glenn and I founded a couple of years ago to focus doing on Christian-based content and conservative films.
So what are some of the films that you've produced?
I haven't particularly, but Steve, I partnered up with Steve on this latest one after Steve has made a incredible movies. The last one, Generation Zero, which got a lot of publicity. And this is the first project that I've actually participated in a financial level.
And so you help raise the funding?
He's my financier.
He does all the hard stuff. He does all the he's the financier and the producer. I do the easy stuff, which is I'm the writer and director and get to do all the fun stuff. He gets to do all the heavy lifting.
So why a movie about Sarah Palin?
Well, we were approached. We had made a film. Victory had co-produced a film with another company called Fire from the Heartland, which really starred Congressman Bachman. It was about Congressman Bachman and the rise of the Tea Party movement, told through the eyes of about 15 women, Jenny Beth Martin, Sonny Johnson, Jamie Rackey, people who were in the Tea Party movement, leading it, who were women. After the 2010 election, Governor Palin's Political Action Committee, her PAC, reached out to me to do a 10-minute video on her time as governor of Alaska, certain of her tax policies. And I said, I don't do 10-minute videos. I don't do YouTube videos. I'm 57 years old. I only got so many bullets left in my chamber. I do feature-length documentaries. That's my specialty. And they were very familiar with my work. So I said, I talked to Glenn, my partner. And I said, look, I got an idea for a big film about Governor Palin because I don't think her story's ever been told. And we talked about the risk involved. It would take about $1 million to do it. We told the Palin guys, we'll put up all the money. You're not going to have any editorial control, no editorial input. We'll take all the risk, but we'll reap all the financial benefits, or we'll lose all our money if we can't make a go of it. And we talked a lot about, could we change, people's opinions might be so set about her that there wouldn't be any interest in this film. And so we talked about it at length and finally came back about 4 weeks after and went back to them and said, here's the deal. We'll do it. We don't want to interview Governor Palin. And in fact, if a condition of doing this is her to be interviewed, I don't want to do it because I got a certain way I want to tell this story. But we need access to certain civil servants that were in Alaska and certain politicians who were in Alaska when she was governor and her rise to power in Alaska. If you can give us email and telephone access and give us access to these guys, we'll go make the movie. And that's what we did.
Was it hard raising the money under those circumstances?
No, but the thing about what Steve was talking about is that, take someone. I'm just your average guy, and I know about Sarah Palin, of course, but I never really understood what she had accomplished. I never really understood any of the obstacles that she overcame being the governor of Alaska. And when Steve laid out the script and the dialogue, how he was going to take this from cradle to grave as far as the movie goes, it was magnificent. And everyone, even from the, if you're a conservative, if you're a liberal or whatever, the bottom line is once you see the movie, I think most people will walk out and say, wow, this is not about anything except a woman that has taken on incredible obstacles and been able to still have dignity and character. And that's what he was incredibly genius about making this movie. And one other thing, you don't find too many conservative directors out there that have the artistic ability to be able to really, it's usually far, far left people that make, this is my opinion, that make really great movies. And this guy right here is on the top of his game.
Now you know why I like you as my producer. Partner. And when you deliver a film and your producer is the guy's money at risk is happy. You're doing okay. So that's why we're good partners.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Steve Bannon, writer and director, and Glenn Evans, producer of the film Undefeated.
Here's the heart of the story. The heart of the story is, and this is why AMC, think about it, AMC Theaters, mm-hmm. ARC Entertainment, and Cinedigm, who are Hollywood capitalists, these guys are certainly not doctrinaire conservatives, right? They are probably center-left, but they're Hollywood capitalists to make money. They see this as a story that transcends politics. When this movie starts, Sarah Palin is as obscure as anybody in your radio audience. She is classic Walmart Nation. She is a woman with a father who is a school teacher, who never made much money. She's married to a blue-collar guy on the slopes up in the North Slope. She's working on a small commercial fishing boat that they own, and I mean working the nets. And it takes you through her 20-year rise to power and all the headwinds, all the obstacles that she had to meet and overcome at every level without being part of the social, political, cultural elite, even of a frontier like Alaska. So that's why I think people, when they see the movie, particularly guys in the entertainment business, they see this as a inspirational story to much more than just they think it transcends politics.
And you don't think this story's been told before?
No.
Well, I think the power of this was that when Glenn and I talked about it, is that there were a couple of books. One is a book by a CBS correspondent called Scott Conroy, a guy named Scott Conroy, and Shoshana Walshy from Daily Beast, who are certainly not ideologues. They wrote a book called Sarah from Alaska that really laid out the first part of her career in Alaska, and it was a gripping read. And then the book Going Rogue, which sold 5 million copies, but quite frankly, I think that most people didn't read the first half of it. Everybody comes into Governor Palin's story at the convention in 2008, and you can't understand the meaning of Sarah Palin until you go and understand, you have to understand her stewardship. Once you understand her stewardship in Wasilla and as governor, then you can understand the meaning of her in the Tea Party. And that's what I think, that's what we try to do. This is, I say for media guys, she's a McLuhan-esque figure in the fact that she is drenched, is probably one of the most well-known individuals in the world, drenched in media. But nobody really knows her real story, and her real story is hiding in plain sight. And so that's where we went, and that's the story that Glenn and I decided to go tell.
Well, why doesn't anybody know her story? There's been a lot of media scrutiny. Everybody knows Barack Obama's story. It's very similar background in terms of coming from nothing, rising to the top. How come his story is well known and hers isn't?
I think you have to look to the that's where I think the issue gets to be the mainstream media. Where were the mainstream? This film I show tonight lays out a very succinct case of her accomplishments, which were extraordinary in Alaska. That's just the empirical evidence. Empirical evidence is she had major changes to the budget up there that left a surplus. She took on a corrupt and compromised Republican establishment, okay, took them on and beat them, and then she went after big oil. And she really changed the economics for the citizens of Alaska in three historic legislative victories that were passed, 59-1 on taxes, on getting the Point Thompson oil fields started under Exxon, and finally the Aegea gas pipeline, which is the largest capital project in the history of Earth. So it's her accomplishments in 18 months were nothing short of extraordinary, and she did it as a united, not a divider. She had libertarians, independents, centrist Republicans, and Democrats all voted. All of her legislation was passed overwhelmingly, and the reason is that she did the hard pick and shovel work of taking complex economic programs and going around to little town halls and explaining it to people and have the citizenry have her back in doing this. That's why her Gallup poll ratings in August of 2008 when McCain picked her were 88%, the highest rating that Gallup organization, I think, which is 60 or 70 years old, has ever had for a sitting governor. Okay? when you see this film, you're over an hour into the movie until you get to the convention speech, and you've seen her in Wasilla and you've seen her in Alaska, and you realize that that number was not a random event, that she really earned that that approval rating by the citizenry of Alaska. And you see that, you know, it's just, it's a story there that, look, even the conservative media didn't do a good job of telling this. The McCain campaign, certainly, for a whole host of reasons that we kind of go through in the film, never really, you know, delved into her accomplishments, her significant accomplishments as governor.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Steve Bannon, writer and director, and Glenn Evans, producer of the film Undefeated.
How do you explain some of the negative media publicity? I mean, how do you explain her response, like to Katie Couric, where she couldn't even explain what she was reading? How do you explain this whole recent Paul Revere controversy?
Well, let's take Paul Revere. Paul Revere is a great example. Governor Palin, and let's compare her to other candidates. Governor Palin on that bus tour did 17 media avails, press avails, 17, okay? She had CNN following her. She has got Conroy Real Clear Politics following her. She had Shoshana Walshy from Daily Beast. She had the correspondent from the LA Times, a whole host of media that are following her. 17 press avails. In that 17, somebody asked her about ethanol subsidies in Iowa. And her response was, not only do I not believe in ethanol subsidies, I don't believe in any subsidy for any corporation in America. I think we have to zero corporate welfare across the board, not just the ethanol subsidy. Okay?
I didn't hear that.
That is my point. That is a major – that is – by the way, that is a classic Sarah Palin – that is a classic Sarah Palin response, a very well thought through – that's part of her political philosophy. If you go to her Facebook page, you will see and read her what she's laid out over the last, you know, 18 months, particularly things like QE2, where she was the first person to really say, hey, this QE2, this more infusion of liquidity in the system is not going to help us. It's going to hurt us in the long run. It's not going to work. A fairly sophisticated governing philosophy. You never heard about the subsidies. What you heard about is kind of, and I'm not saying it's a gotcha question, but you heard a question that had, I think, several interpretations, and the media just jumps on that. My point is that my film is not made to convince you to vote for Sarah Palin for president of the United States. My film is very simple.
Right.
The National Review said is to do the introduction to the nation she should have had in the first place. I've tested this now with enough people, including progressives and liberals. If you do not like her politics and she rubs you the wrong way personally, because just like President Obama, there's certain people Governor Palin rubs the wrong way, just like there's certain people that President Obama rubs the wrong way, right? But everybody that's seen this film has walked out of there with a grudging admiration for this woman's tenacity, her fortitude, and her intelligence. And that's why I set out to make this film.
Did you set out at the beginning to make a positive film about her, or were you going to show positive and negative?
I thought, when I'd followed this woman for 18, when I made Fire from the Heartland, for 18 months, I had followed her in the Tea Party from a distance. And I saw not just charisma, but a person of real substance. So when I went to make the film, I thought that the story of her rise and her rise to power, and particularly the important, look, I went to Harvard Business School. What she did in those 18 months in Alaska is a very sophisticated restructuring and turnaround at the same time, okay? So this is already a two-hour movie, right? So I felt other issues. Quite frankly, I focused on key issues and things like Troopergate and that, which I think are basically marginalia, which they are. You know, that had been covered enough, and if people want to delve down that, they can delve down to their heart's content. But I went after the meat and potatoes, and quite frankly, the Huffington Post, Slate, Salon, Washington Post, ABC News, CBS, MSNBC, everybody has given this film, I think, a fair interpretation. And so far, people are saying, hey, this guy's, you know, this is a very interesting point of view, and it's a very interesting way to look at Governor Palin. And she comes out there, she's, it's kind of hard to argue with a set of, you know, demonstrable empirical evidence.
Glenn, you're sitting here, and I can just see, our listening audience can't see, you are passionate about this. You just really, every fiber of your being is into this, isn't it?
Well, it's not that I'm It's just that the way that Steve has told the story, it's taken an average person. I think a lot of your listeners, you know, they know about Sarah Palin. They know what the press has said. They know basic information about the lady. But when you see the film, you're really going to walk out. You asked Steve a question earlier. What do we not know about her? There's so much that we don't know about her and what she accomplished. I had no idea. I know the basic information that the media has given me. And like he was saying with the 80% poll ratings before she went was announced for vice presidency, and then she came back. You know, it pummeled. But the bottom line is that what Steve has done in showing this movie, he's done a wonderful job of seeing a lady who has been in Andrew Breitbart's in our film, and he says is the best, mercilessly attacked. Over and over with such hatred. It's not that people she rubs the wrong way. Not only does she rub people the wrong way, the first 5 minutes of our movie really depicts how much people hate this lady. And it's scary.
Well, in doing that, what we did is that no one, you know, when people think, you mentioned Katie Couric, is that this film was unrated. By unrated, I mean X-rated up until 5 days ago. We're now PG-13. We went to the MPAA because it's going out in theaters nationwide, and we wanted, it's an inspirational film for younger people, so we want to be able to see it. But the reason it was unrated is I didn't pick, you know, Keith Olbermann and Chris Matthews, Katie Couric. I looked at the pop culture beatdown that this woman's had. No figure in American history, okay, no figure in American history has ever had the concentrated pop culture beatdown, and the vulgarity, the violence, and the pathology of that I show in all its glory. Okay, and that got me an X-rated and an unrated.
I want to interject one thing. Is that's where my passion is, right there. That's what got me upset. Is I didn't realize what this woman, and no one's really gone to bat for. And Steve basically.
I wanted to show that pathology, and let it all out there. And then we'll watch the film of her accomplishments. And then the audience. I don't tell the audience what to think. I don't make a judgment. I let the audience judge. By their fruits ye shall know them. We start this with a very intense. This is also not a PBS documentary. If you go back and read the internet sites, you'll see that this Hollywood Reporter last night came here to Pella, and they had we gave them a short preview of the prologue, and the senior editor Paul Bond wrote it up, and he said the opening of this film is incredibly intense, and it's not what an audience is expecting. It'll grab this audience as it's grabbed all audience. I grab you by the throat in the first 6 minutes of this film, and give you a shake that you haven't had in a while. That a middle-class audience can see the pathology that has been aimed at this woman. And that's why it's called The Undefeated. You know, a lot of left-wing bloggers have been teasing me the last couple of weeks. Hey, this guy went to Harvard. Isn't he smart enough to know that she's lost, you know, a couple of elections? It's not about losing a couple of elections. The reason we're in Pella, the reason we're at the Pella Opera House is that these basic core values, right, of grit and tenacity and fortitude, stick-to-itiveness, kind of those frontier values that she got as a young child up in the frontier of Alaska, that's The Undefeated. That's what the Pella Opera House stands for. That's what Sarah Palin stands for. That's what really the grit and determination of the Tea Party movement stand for. And that's what I think you'll see in this film. And I think it's going to rattle audience, but I think it's also going to leave them quite inspired.
So they've been harder on her than, like, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and all the commentators at Fox News have been harder on liberals.
Oh, give me a break. It's not even close. This is not even close. I could make a movie about it. Barack Obama, I'm George Bush. There's not any – I'm not just saying just liberals. The pathology was X-rated. I'm talking about the woman, the paintings are being crucified, her face being destroyed, the vulgarity and language about her special needs child. It's just been incredibly vulgar. And I go down and I show people that vulgarity. There's no person in this country, politician. Barack Obama didn't get anything close to this.
I have to admit that I haven't seen a lot of this in some of the...
Right. Nobody has.
Whatever that comedian
Louis
is.
Louis C.K.
I guess I haven't seen it.
No, most middle-class audiences haven't. That's what shocks people. By the way, if you want to read one of the best reviews of this film, go to the Huffington Post. Is not a house organ for the Palinistas. Okay? Amy Siskin, a woman who's at Now and has a group called The New Agenda, wrote one of the best reviews of this film, gave it almost a 5-star rating, and her headline in the Huffington Post was, "The film I wish Hillary had made." And she went back and talked about the primary in Iowa and in New Hampshire and in South Carolina, and she talked about the treatment Hillary Clinton got at the hands of Barack Obama at that time. So this film has rattled a lot of people, but I thought it was very important to have that as an integral part of the movie.
Do you think that this could catapult her to the presidency?
No, I think, look, she's going to have to make her own. I think Bristol said today the family's been talking about whether she's going to run. That's a family decision. I clearly think that what's very interesting is that Governor Palin, and I think the reason the PAC even approached me at the time and when I talked to Glenn about it, I think when they approached us is that they definitely wanted to get the word out somehow about her governorship. They did not think – I think they felt they had not done a good job of explaining that. And I didn't want to do it in these YouTube videos. So the – and the reason is I think she wants to embrace her record and run towards her record, whereas other people want to run away for theirs. So this was not made – we have no political affiliation with her at all. We don't do anything with the PAC. You know, we're independent commercial filmmakers. I do think that this will hit the reset button to a degree with fair and decent people to reevaluate Governor Palin as an executive, as a leader. And by the way, then people have to make their own decisions of whether they agree with her politics or how she comports herself. That's all for her to do if she decides to become a candidate. But if she decides not to become a candidate, what I can guarantee you is what's needed is these values of the undefeated. We need this in this primary as conservatives and in the Republican Party. We should have a battle for the soul of the conservative movement and really the heart and soul of the Republican Party. I do not believe that we've offered a coherent counter-governing philosophy to Barack Obama. And I think this primary season is to do that. And I think it ought to be an old-fashioned throwdown. And if Governor Palin's in it, I think it would be terrific. If she's not in it, I think that the values she represents have to be in it and have to really go against the Republican establishment.
Thanks to Steve Bannon and Glenn Evans for contributing to the program.
For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.